Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Don't worry. It's all going to be okay. No, all right, I don't. I just meant... Yeah, well, anyway, good luck, right? Yeah, see you, Marty.
How is he?
He's really upset. Angry.
Have they been charged yet?
Yeah. Steve's been done for taking a car without permission, not having any insurance and driving over the limit.
Quite a list.
I know.
And what about Marty?
He's been done for... Oh, what do they call it? Letting himself be carried in a vehicle, taken without permission, or something like that.
Mm. And when are they up in court?
Friday morning, 10 o'clock in the youth court.
Oh, not too long to wait then.
Long enough.
Yeah.
Marty was in a real state.
Well, it's bound to be tough for him.
Yeah.
But he's got to face up to it, Jamie.
Well, I suppose.
At least, well... I can't see him doing it again in a hurry.
No, I just wish that...
Mm-hmm.
I just wish he'd never got into the car. He didn't want to. He just couldn't stand up to Steve.
No. You did, though, Jamie.
Maybe I should have done more. Stopped him.
Look, you've told the police he didn't really want to get in the car. You put that in your statement.
I know.
You've done all you can for him.
It doesn't feel like it, though. Oh, I just hope that...
What?
What if I have to give evidence? I don't know how I'd do it.
Well, let's not jump ahead of ourselves, eh? It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that'll be Natalie.
Oh, good.
I'll get it. We might go out for a bit, Mum. Hi.
Hi, Jamie. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Come in.
Hello, Natalie.
Hiya, Kathy. How are you?
We're coping, I think. Did you have a nice time?
Great, thanks.
What? Would you be okay to go out? I mean, if you've only just got back...
Fine, if that's what you want.
Is that okay, Mum?
Yeah, of course it is.
So, where are we off to, Jamie?
Well, I thought we could just go for a walk or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Come on, then. It's a lovely day. Where shall we go?
There we are. So, what do you think, Dad?
They look great.
Not bad, eh?
Yeah. Well, let's hope the judge thinks so, too.
Mr. Rowley?
Oh, is that who it is?
That's why I'm glad we entered, with him being a wholesale butcher. We need to know we're producing the right sort of animal.
Yeah, well, I hope we are, after all this time. Do you want a hand getting them over there, Wednesday?
No, you're all right. Eddie's helping me. He fancied a day at the show too.
All right.
You don't want to be messing around with sheep anyway. I imagine you're not planning to wear your overalls on the NFU stand.
No.
Right. Well, I think we've chosen pretty well.
Like peas in a pod, I'd say.
Mind you, it wasn't hard, was it, choosing a bunch of three?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
There's so many this year that meet those specs. We were sport for choice, really.
Well, that's the aim, to turn them out like that.
And you're brilliant at it, Dad.
Oh, well, we do our best.
You've done a fantastic job. All those years of selecting the right rams.
No, it takes a long time to get it right. People don't realise.
Well, you've got it down to a fine art. You should be very pleased.
Oh, thanks, Pip. Nice of you to say so.
Now all we've got to do is make sure we're selling them right.
Yeah, I know.
There you are.
Oh, hi, Spencer. You tracked us down, then.
Your mum said you were giving the show lambs a blow dry. How are you, David?
I'm fine, thanks. What do you think of them?
Well, they look pretty good to me, but like I said, I'm no expert.
Take my word for it, these are in great shape. Please pay particular attention to the feet.
What about the feet?
Trimmed to perfection, thanks to Eddie.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Well... Let's hope they win, eh?
They'd better.
Mm. So how's your wheat looking this year, Spencer, after all the dry weather?
Surprisingly good, considering. I reckon we've been lucky.
You think you'll be cutting early?
Oh, we could be. I was having a look this morning. It's not far off.
Right, if you two are going to talk wheat, I'm off for a shower.
Okay.
And then you can take me for that drink you promised me?
Mum knows what it's like. She had to give evidence in court herself once.
Did she?
Yeah, she knows it's not easy, but she's never had to do it to a mate.
Maybe you won't have to.
Yeah.
Just tell them what happened, that's all. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were really brave, Jamie, to go to the police.
Thanks.
No, really.
You should have heard Marty, though. He sounded really scared on the phone.
Well, maybe they'll see that in court, how he got dragged into it.
Well, that's how it was. Steve, he just... Oh, he makes you feel bad if you don't join in.
Marty will probably get off with a bit of community service or something. I don't know. Whatever happens, it's not your fault.
I feel like I'm letting him down.
You're not letting anyone down. Come on, Jamie. Get your head in gear. He's done stuff. There's consequences. End of story.
Maybe.
Listen, Marty's a laugh. He can be fun. But he was doing seriously stupid stuff, Jamie. So were you.
I know.
That business with the warehouse, smashing the windows. It was crazy.
Don't remind me.
This could be just what Marty needs. Being scared about court and that. It might just bring him to his senses.
Yeah, I reckon it might. Hearing him this morning.
It's his life. He's got to live it the way he wants. And you've got to live yours, right?
I suppose.
Let's say we stop looking back, shall we? You decide about sixth form college yet?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's for me.
Of course it's for you. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, for a start, I don't know if I'm going to get the grades.
Oh, Jamie.
I was late getting down to stuff.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
So did you and Dad have a good chat?
Yeah, we did actually. For a livestock man, he's pretty clued up about wheat.
A typical arable farmer. You think we're all a load of hicks?
I wouldn't say that exactly. They were a nice bunch of lambs, I'll give you that.
Well, there's plenty more like that. They get better and better every year.
Well, that's your dad, isn't it? Chief Shepherd?
Yeah. Weeks in the lambing shed every year. I don't know how he does it. Plus there's all the beef and a good bit of dairy work.
What does he do for a hobby? Stamp collecting?
Don't. I wish he did have something. But it's everything to him, the farm.
Same with my dad.
That's why we've got to make it work. Look, I know you think I should keep my options open.
Well, I didn't mean right off the family farm.
I know you didn't.
It's just that when you get to uni, you'll see, well, other opportunities.
Maybe, but Brookfield's where I want to be. And I reckon it can work, whatever Dad says.
I'm sure he wants what's best for you.
I know. He's worried I won't get a decent living out of it. But I think he's wrong.
Yeah?
The thing about our sort of farming is, we're producing quality stuff, we know there's a market for it, and it's mostly just the family doing the work, so... Oh, pull over, can you?
What?
I want to have a word with Jamie. Look, he's there. Nothing behind you, is there?
No, we're all right.
Hi, Jamie, Natalie.
Oh, hi.
I heard about the accident last week. Are you okay?
It wasn't me in the car.
Yeah, I know that, but I was wondering if you had to go to court or anything.
I hope not.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, Spencer, how's Steve? I heard he didn't get badly hurt.
Don't ask me. I've hardly seen him since it happened. But he's walking.
Right.
He was lucky, I know that.
Anyway, as long as you're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Good. See you then.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
His big mistake was going around with my stupid brother. I could have told him that.
How is Steve, really?
Well, he's suddenly gone back to being a little kid again, hiding in his room, hoping it'll all go away.
Oh, dear.
It's my mum and dad I feel sorry for. They had no idea he was into nicking cars.
Yeah, it must have been a shock.
Yeah, you're not kidding. They're totally shattered. Blaming themselves like parents do.
It's not fair, is it?
No, it's not. I'm furious with him myself, seeing what he's putting them through.
Yeah. Well, I did my share of stupid stuff.
What, with Jude?
Yeah, I gave Mum and Dad a lot to worry about.
They don't know the half of it, do they?
Oh, don't.
What was that bit about you swanning off to Cornwall without them knowing?
I know. What was I doing?
Yeah.
Still, hasn't worked out too badly, all things considered.
Oh, you wouldn't be looking at me.
Of course I'm looking at you, Dumbo.
There it is, look. All the way up there.
Well, I can't see anything.
Follow my arm. Got it?
What, that little speck?
That's it.
Why do they do it? Fly up so high?
Because they can.
Yeah, yeah.
And the golden lightning of the sunken sun, all which clouds are brightening, thou dost float and run, like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Oh, of course you did.
Mind you, I was just copying it out. Shelley wrote it the first time.
Oh, right.
I learnt it in year 10. Well, some of it anyway. There's about 20 verses altogether.
No one's ever said a poem to me before. Oh, listen to that bird.
Yeah.
Years ago, I was only a kid at the time, and Dad was going out on one of his runs.
Fitness fanatic, was he?
Yeah, kept himself fit for the cricket. He decided we both ought to go out for a run one Saturday morning in summer.
You had to be punished too.
Oh, it was boiling. We should have got up earlier while it was cool.
Bad idea.
It is if you're going up Lakey Hill.
Ah.
We got about halfway up. Oh, Dad was fine, but I couldn't make it all the way up. So we just sat on the grass. It was a day like this with that same sound.
It's lovely.
We were looking down over the village, and suddenly my dad says, "Aren't we lucky?" He just came out with it like that.
Yeah.
"Just look at it," he said. "And we live here. We've got everything we need. And best of all, we've got someone who loves us. What else is there to worry about?"
He was right.
I want him to be proud of me, Natalie.
He is, I'm sure.
No, not yet. But he will be. I'll make sure of it.
Come to sixth form college with me, Jamie.
We'll see.
Get this court case behind you.
Do you think I'll have to go?
I don't know, do I? But if you do, well, we'll deal with it, right?
Okay.
Then you can get on with your life again.
Bye.
Oh, hi, Clary. You feeling better?
Oh, hello, Nick, love. Yeah, I'm fine now, Ta. Typical me, eh? Getting ill on my days off.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Anyway, back to work this morning.
I'm glad you're okay.
Eddie and his Barbie sausages. I ought to know better by now.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
I'm sure of it. Telling Kathy when I popped round there yesterday.
Oh, right. How is Kathy?
Worried, of course. They wouldn't be if their lad got mixed up in something like that.
He wasn't in the car himself, was he?
No. He refused to get in, thank the Lord. Now, it was his two pals who stole the car, then drove it round the corner and crashed it.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but they're all right, aren't they?
Yes, thank goodness. Very lucky they were too. The car in a terrible state, apparently.
Oh, and now they'll be up in court, I suppose.
Yep, that's what Jamie's worried about. He's given a witness statement to the police, you see. But now, of course, he's terrified he'll have to stand up in court and give evidence, poor lad.
Oh, why do they do it, eh? I don't understand it.
Me neither. Seems they have to prove something to their mates.
I know.
I said to Kathy she ought to be very proud of Jamie. And every boy that age will stand up to his mates.
Takes a lot of guts.
Had his girlfriend there yesterday. Natalie, her name is. She seems ever so nice. Got her head screwed on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So whatever happens, I'm sure she'll help him get through it.
Let's hope so, eh?
I know how Kathy's feeling. We've been through it ourselves, me and Eddie.
Yeah, with Ed and everything.
But he's finished with all that, thank goodness. And now they've got the new baby, him and Emma. Well, they're very lucky.
Yeah, she's a lovely little thing.
I was just sorry they couldn't find time to make a scarecrow for little George, though.
What's that, Clary?
Well, you know the scarecrow competition they're having by the village fete?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Georgie wanted one like the Troll, is it, you know, from the Billy Goat's Gruff?
Yeah, that's it, the troll, yeah.
Well, Edward and Emma reckon they ain't got time. Shame, really.
Well, I suppose with the baby.
Yeah, I know, and Edward up at the farm all the time. Now, they must be really busy. Even so.
Mm. Yeah, it is a pity.
Anyway, mustn't keep you here gossiping. You've got a parcel to post.
Yep, I'd better get on, popping into town this morning.
And I must get on over to Bridge Farm. Well, nice seeing you, love.
And you, Clary. And glad you're feeling better. I just wanted to pop in and give you the results of Patrick's bird survey.
Yeah, good. What does it show? Have we got anything interesting?
Well, the main thing is... here we are. The sheer number of species. Look at that.
22? Mm-hmm. Just in our little wetland, is that right?
It certainly is. Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
When you consider how new the site is, it shows how well they've done it with all the different plant species.
That's great. Let's have a look at the list.
Okay, I've got it here. Just give me a minute. He's listed all the plants and butterflies too.
Might be better if we went indoors.
Oh, have you got time? I don't want to hold you up.
I was on my way to the dairy, but I'd like to have a quick look at these.
Yeah, it's great. Patrick's really thrilled by the place.
Oh, here's Clary. If you can just hang on while I have a quick word.
Actually, I need to see Tom. Is he about?
He should be in one of the polytunnels.
He's doing a delivery today. I'm going to need more lettuces.
He's probably cutting them now. Why don't you nip over and find him? And I'll see you in the house in 5 minutes.
OK.
Oh, just a little warning. You might find him a bit fractious this morning. He's been up half the night with that neighbour of his.
Oh, Helen said it had all quietened down.
We thought it had, but apparently it's all kicked off again over the weekend. Piles of rubbish bags all round Tom's gate, and loud music half the night.
Oh, dear. I'll speak very quietly then.
He'd probably appreciate it.
Oh, hiya, Clary.
Morning. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Clary.
Sorry I'm a little bit late. I had to call in at the shop, but Eddie let me have the van. So
oh, no problem, but we'll have to get on with the extra ice cream. You remember I mentioned it last week?
Oh, no, is this for the Gymkhana Edgeley?
That's the one. Right. Susan's down there, so...
Oh, dear, is me holding things up.
Well, if you can both make a start, I'll be down later on.
Right you are, Pat.
So where's this slop going?
That Gymkhana over Edgeley. Remember Pat was saying?
Oh, yeah.
She's selling it to herself. Got a good pitch, she says, so she wants a good range of flavour.
No, it should sell well.
Hope so.
Did you do anything nice at the weekend?
Well, finally got Eddie to take me over to that new garden centre on the Felpersham Road Sunday.
Oh, yeah, what's it like?
Very nice. It's got some lovely things and a lovely tea room. What about you?
Oh, I went over to Felpersham Saturday. See if I could find myself an outfit for the christening.
Oh, any luck?
No. Made the mistake of buying a jacket without getting a skirt to match. I was really taken with it. It had this lovely detail all over the collar.
And then when you got it home, you had nothing to go with it, I suppose.
Yeah, I thought I did, but none of them really worked. Oh, Clary, isn't it time you check the temperature in the mixer?
Yeah, so it is. Thanks for reminding me.
How long's it been?
Well, it's just gone 20 past. That's 11 minutes.
Oh, time it was done then.
Let's see now. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, good.
I'll just put it down in the book.
I was hoping to wear the same outfit to Linda Snell's do.
Oh, yeah, now that's going to be a lovely day by the sound of it. Do hope the weather's nice.
Oh, so do I. That garden of hers is a picture. She's bound to have it looking gorgeous.
Oh, she will do. Right, there we are. Back to the potting.
Right, you are.
Ready?
Yeah.
Off we go, then.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a summer, what with the christening and everything. Mind you, if Emma don't hurry up and find some godparents, there won't be one.
Haven't they got that sorted yet?
No, not since Caroline turned him down. Don't ask me why.
She's been a lovely godmother to her, will you?
Oh, I know she has. That's what Emma can't understand. Ah, well, never mind. I expect they'll find someone.
I'm sure they will.
I just wish they'd hurry up.
Chiff chaff,
Dunnock, garden warbler, goldfinch. Oh, I love goldfinches. Mm. They're such beautiful little birds.
Mm. It'll be interesting to check their numbers later on. At the end of the breeding season, they start gathering into flocks.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? And what else have we got? Great tit, greenfinch. Oh, kestrel. Oh, well, that's a good sign, I'd have thought.
Should be. Means there's small mammals about. And a lot of insects.
Lapwing!
Yeah, just one visitor. But Patrick's very optimistic about attracting breeding pairs. That area of grassland at the bottom end...
Oh, yeah.
Would there be any chance of you extending it a bit?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to Tony and Tom.
Well, if you could make it slightly bigger, you could put in a couple of scrapes. Encourage them to nest.
Oh, yeah, it's so sad. When I first came to this farm, you used to get hundreds of them in this area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tony will tell you. It was the most fascinating sight in the winter, especially when you were ploughing. You'd be so eager to grab the worms, they'd sometimes get buried in the furrow. You had to jump off the tractor quick to set them free.
Well, they're not around now. Not in those sorts of numbers.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Oh, anyway, I'm sorry, Pat. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, of course.
I can't leave Anya on her own for too long.
Did you manage to find Tom?
Yeah, and you're right. He's not a happy bunny, is he?
Can you blame him?
No.
He's working long hours, especially at this time of year. One thing you don't need is your neighbour playing loud music half the night with their windows open.
I thought they dealt with it. Didn't Lillian send a letter?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to have done much good.
Right.
Anyway, that's Tom's problem.
Yep. Oh, any news on Helen's place, by the way, where they're staying here?
Oh, Peggy's planning to let it again. It's a nice little flat.
Yeah, it is. Hope she finds someone soon. Anyway, I'd better get off.
Well, thanks for dropping off the report. It's fascinating.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. You put in a system like that, which is basically about treating wastewater, and you get a fantastic wildlife site.
Yeah, I'm really pleased we did it.
Anyway, if you want any more details, give Patrick a call. He'd love to come and talk it through with you.
I will get in touch with Patrick. But right now, I'll have to tear myself away. We've got ice cream to make.
William Grundy.
Huh? What? No.
So, is this what you're doing when you claim to be working so hard?
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, I don't know. Sleeping in the sun. Nice work if you can get it, eh?
Oh, come on. What time was I up this morning?
I've no idea.
Well, 10 to 5. I was out round my covers by 7:30.
Oh, you weren't in our bed when I woke up at 7:30. I know that.
7:30? I'd done half a day's work by then. And I'll be out here till nearly dark tonight. I reckon I'm entitled to a little siesta after my sandwiches.
Of course you are. No, you're pulling your leg, mate. Mm.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd cheer up your lonely little life.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, I went shopping this morning in Borchester. Well, I popped into that nice little patisserie in Duke Street.
Oh, the cake shop, you mean? Oh, what have you brought me?
There. What about them?
Ooh, Well, which one's mine?
Oh, you choose.
I'll have that one.
Yeah, thought you might.
Well, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. Mm. And there's some fresh coffee in the bag.
Oh, great. Oh, you're a star, love. Mm.
I am really, aren't I? Oh, it's nice here.
Yeah, I like it. It's quiet.
It's quite a sun trap too, up against the wood.
Well, you should try it in January when there's a blizzard blowing up the valley.
No, thanks. I'd rather be by our log burner.
Don't blame you.
I saw Clary this morning, briefly.
Oh, yeah? Is she all right now?
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's telling me George wants a scarecrow.
A what?
Oh, you know this scarecrow competition they've got for the village fete? Well, George wants one like a troll.
What, as in Billy Goat's Gruff?
Yeah, that's the one. Apparently, Emma and Ed are too busy to make one.
What? Well, can they be too busy to make a scarecrow?
I suppose with baby Kira and Ed being busy on the farm.
No, he ain't busy. He's only got a mini herd.
Well, anyway, they said they haven't got time.
Well, that's so typical of them. Well, it's only George, so they can't be bothered.
Oh, come on, Will, that's not very fair.
Well, that's how it looks to me.
Well, anyway, there's nothing to stop us making a troll, is there?
Us?
Well, why not? Why don't we enter the competition and build one outside Casa Nueva?
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult, I suppose.
I could sort out some old clothes, find an old pair of tights to stuff the head.
Yeah, and we could make the body out of wire netting. Well, there's plenty of that round here.
Oh, there you go, then.
Yeah, and we could give him a set of teeth made of polystyrene or something.
See? Got it sorted already.
Yeah, OK. Why not?
That'd be a nice little project we can all get involved in. Jake and Mir as well.
Yeah, great.
Hi, that's settled then.
Yeah, we'll make it the scariest troll there's ever been. Oh, Georgie's going to love it.
I'm off now, Jamie. I'll see you later, OK?
Yeah, OK.
Have you got any plans for today?
Not really.
You all right, love?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Well, did you sleep badly?
Yeah, kept waking up, you know.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You and Nat, you've been great, but...
Yeah?
I know what you say is true. I've helped Marty when I talked to the police.
Well, I'm sure you did.
But it doesn't stop me thinking. What must it be like for him, right now? Waiting, wishing he'd never done it. Facing having to stand up in court.
Of course.
It just went round and round in my head, all night.
Oh, poor you.
I'm going to be seeing him around after Friday. How can I face him if he knows I'm going to be a witness?
I know. Oh, Jamie, I don't like leaving you when you're feeling like this.
I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
I just had a call from Kenton. Jolene's offered me an extra lunchtime shift at the Bull.
Oh, good.
They've got a big party coming in, so they need someone to help.
Well, the money will come in useful, I'm sure.
I didn't know whether or not to do it. It'll be quite full on.
So you haven't said yes?
No, I said I'd think about it.
Jamie, will you do something for me?
What?
Call Kenton. Go down to the Bull. Spend some time with him and with Jolene. They're just what you need right now.
Ah, there you are.
Hello, love.
How are you getting on?
Fine.
Well, I won't hold you up, but I've just been talking to Mrs. Blissett.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I explained the situation about Phoebe going to South Africa for a year, and she's asked me to pop in and have a chat about it.
At the school?
Yeah, she thinks we ought to send over some information, you know, what Phoebe's been studying this year and what she would have done next year, you know, that sort of thing, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she reckons it'll be helpful to the school out there, and she was quite positive about it, really.
Right.
Anyway, said I'd pop in this morning.
Oh, that's great, if she can see you.
Yeah.
You won't forget to tell her when Phoebe's coming back. That's the most important thing.
No.
She'll be needing a place in September next year.
Yeah, OK. Yeah, I'll make that very clear.
It'd be awful if she came back and couldn't get in at Borchester Green.
Yeah, it would be.
Hi, you two.
Oh, Kate.
I've tracked you down at last. Lorna told me where to find you.
We were just talking about Phoebe.
Oh, good. That's what I wanted to see you about. Is this a good time?
Not really. Hayley's got a school party arriving in 20 minutes.
Sorry, I need to have everything ready.
But would you mind if we met up later? I'm flying back on Friday.
Yeah, we are aware of that.
Well, time's getting a bit short. There are still a few things to sort out.
Oh, yeah, I'm off to Borchester Green in a minute. I'm seeing Phoebe's head teacher.
Oh, good.
She's given me some info about the curriculum, you know, for you to pass on to a new school.
Oh, brilliant. Perfect. Thanks, Roy.
So, I'm sorry. I'll have to go.
Oh, no, no problem. We'll meet up later, shall we? What time are you back?
A couple of hours, I suppose.
Oh, perfect. What about lunchtime? I could come back.
I won't have very long.
Yeah, nor will I.
Well, it shouldn't take long.
Yeah, all right then.
Okay.
Kathy, come in, have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
It's so good of you to see me at such short notice.
Oh, no problem.
I was just hoping you'd be able to give me some indication of what might happen to Jamie in court.
He's worried, is he?
He's terrified, more like. Oh. Mostly about having to give evidence against his friends.
That's understandable.
I know. So I just wondered if you could give me some idea of what he may be in for.
Well, I'm afraid I can't anticipate the outcome of Friday's hearing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. But from what you told me on the phone, it seems likely that the two of them will plead guilty.
It's what they're saying at the moment, anyhow.
Well, the basic facts of the case seem fairly clear.
Yeah, they stole a car and crashed it. Mm. Luckily, no one got hurt. But they can't really deny what happened. I mean, so many people saw it, and the police were at the scene.
So the likelihood is they'll plead guilty in the youth court, in which case it'll be dealt with there and then. And if that's the case, Jamie won't be called upon as a witness.
Oh, and you think that'll be the end of it?
As far as Jamie's concerned, yes.
Oh, thanks, Usha. Can't tell you what a relief it is to hear that, officially.
Well, as I said, I can't anticipate what's going to happen, but that would certainly be my best guess.
Oh, I do hope so. This whole business has really got him down.
It's very upsetting, I know, when something like this happens to your friends.
Well, he's so loyal to them. Well, Marty, anyway. I think he blames Steve for it all.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to come in, Jamie.
Oh, me too. There's nothing I like better than peeling spuds.
It'll be for a Frieda's cottage pie, I guess, yeah?
Got it in one.
Where is she, by the way?
Out of the freezer, sorting out some meat.
All right, good. Look, this is rather a delicate matter.
What is?
Well, I'm trying to bring in a few subtle changes around here. You know, make the specials board a bit less like the works canteen.
I know what you mean, it's a bit...
boring is the word you're looking for. I mean, it's all very nutritious, I'm sure, but well, you could die of boredom just reading the menu.
So you're going to lighten it up?
Yeah, well, that's the idea. You know, a bit less grey old Borsetshire and a little more dash of the Med. Or yeah, a touch of Tuscany.
Frieda won't like it.
I've discovered that already. Do you know, I mentioned a warm goat's cheese salad and you'd think I suggested getting a pole dancer in.
Kenton!
I mean, come on, this might be austerity Britain, but we don't have to run this place like a soup kitchen.
What am I meant to do about it?
Now, you, Jamie, are to be my secret agent, if you're up for it.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, see, Frieda's problem, with all due respect to her, is that she and Bert, they don't get out that much.
True.
Yeah, they haven't caught up with the age of cheap flights, apart from their trip to India, of course. And I can't fault Frieda's chutney.
What are you on about, Kenton?
Talk about Mediterranean flavours, a little touch of sunshine.
Right. So where do I come in?
OK, you start dropping little hints about the kinds of food you like. Something like, you know, chorizo and a bed of roast vegetables, or, a mozzarella panini. Yeah.
OK.
And then... if you can start dropping suggestions in a just a casual sort of way, yeah? But be subtle about it, yeah? Don't go in like Wayne Rooney or you'll only upset her. And the last thing that we need now is a revolt by kitchen staff.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, good lad. And maybe you can get that nice new girlfriend of yours in on it too.
Oh, yeah. She's into all that stuff, so...
In fact, why not bring her along to Jack's for lunch sometime? Then you can see the sort of things that I'm trying to do.
I don't think we can quite afford that, Kenton. Thanks all the same.
No. On the house. Call it research.
Are you serious?
Never more so. In fact, make it this week, yeah?
Okay. Thanks, Kenton.
Jamie, I'm really proud of the way that you acted on Thursday. And on Friday, come to that.
I don't know. I think I got in a right state.
Well, anybody would have been upset. You came good. And I reckon that your dad would have thought so too.
I hope so.
Okay, hey, not a word, okay?
Hello, you two.
Oh, Kathy, hi, we thought you were Frieda.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Sorry to barge in. I just wanted a quick word.
Well, I'm working, look.
Won't take a minute.
Look, I'm out of here. I should have been at Jack's half an hour ago.
Oh, okay, I'll see you, Kenton.
Yeah, I'll see you, Jamie. Oh, and don't forget about that lunch.
Okay.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye. You okay, love?
Yeah, I'm glad I came here.
I just thought you'd want to know I've been in to see Usha.
What, this morning?
Yes, I was worried about you. Luckily she was able to fit me in before her first appointment.
About me?
About you going to court. And it's good news.
Is it?
If the two boys plead guilty, which is what they say they're going to do, you definitely won't need to go to court. In fact, that'll be the end of the matter as far as you're concerned.
She said that?
Yes, she did. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a relief to me too, I can tell you.
Thanks, Mum.
That's okay, love.
It was good of you to go to that trouble. You're a star.
Well, I'll give you the bad news first. They can't guarantee a place for Phoebe next year.
What?
I mean, she was perfectly nice. I mean, it's entirely likely that there would be a place. It's just that They can't promise, you know, when someone's away for so long.
Right. Well, I'll be making waves if there isn't.
You'll be in South Africa. It'll be us making waves. So, what's the good news?
Well, when I explain the reasons for Phoebe's taking a year out, or staying with her South African family and that, well, Mrs. Blissett thought it would be great for her.
That's good.
Yeah. Life-changing experience is how she put it.
Well, she's got that right anyway.
Well, and that's for you, Kate. For you to pass on to a new school.
Oh, thanks.
It's an outline of the curriculum for Phoebe's year and what she would have been doing over the next 12 months.
Oh, that's great.
I hope some things are the same at a new place. Or she'll have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, well, there'll be some differences, of course, but she's a bright girl. She'll cope.
Yeah.
Oh, now, I've got something for you two. There we are. If you can take those home and fill in where appropriate.
Well, what is it?
Paperwork for the new school.
Oh, right.
Enrolment application, invoice for stationery, stuff like that. Oh, and a debit order form, but that's for me and Lucas.
When do you need it back?
Thursday evening at the latest. Is that okay?
Should be.
Great. So, I'll go ahead and book Phoebe's flight for September the 8th, okay?
Yeah, okay.
We'll have to make it a really good summer.
You've got the holiday in Wales all arranged?
Yeah, it's all booked.
Oh, what could be better? A nice caravan holiday.
Yeah, that's right. It's back to our roots, eh, Kate? TP in Glastonbury.
Oh, 13 years ago. Okay, I think that's us done.
Yeah, I reckon so.
I need to pop in and see Alice.
She's back, is she?
Back yesterday, and she's looking exhausted, poor thing. Right, I'll see you both.
Yeah, see you, Kate.
You won't forget to get those forms done.
We'll give you a call as soon as they're ready.
Thanks. Well, thanks a lot, both of you. I know you're going to miss her.
You can say that again.
But she's going to have a fantastic year. I can promise you that.
Well, we hope so.
Absolutely, guaranteed. Cheers then.
Yeah, bye, Kate.
Bye. She makes it sound so easy. Missing her doesn't come near it.
Yeah, I know, love. She's right, though. It will be a great experience.
As long as Kate takes care of her. That's all that matters.
She will do, I'm sure.
I don't think I'll ever totally relax until she's back with us. Safe and sound.
Well, I don't expect I will either.
I just hope we're doing the right thing, Roy.
Go on, up you go. That's it.
Well done, Eddie.
Nice bunch of lambs. They ought to be in with a shout.
I'm hoping so. It's all good publicity. OK, I'll get the ramp.
Cheers. So, what time's your dad getting to the show?
As soon as he's finished milking. He won't want to be messing around with sheep, though.
No, he'll be too busy drinking coffee and pressing the flesh.
Yeah, tough job being NFU chairman.
Well, I hope to be doing a little bit of networking myself. Got to keep me regular customers happy.
You mean by drinking their beer and eating their steak sarnie?
What we're seeing as they've gone to all that trouble. Well, it would be churlish not to pay them a visit, I'd say.
Absolutely. You help me get these lambs settled in and you can spend the entire day in the beer tent as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Right, let's get this lot on the road, shall we?
Everything okay, Oliver?
Morning.
Morning, Oliver.
You two off to the show?
The three of us. We got Kira in the car, put Georgie on the school bus, so we're all ready.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, Mum's picking her up this afternoon, so we can make a day of it.
Well, have a good time, won't you?
Yeah, we'll do our best, won't we, Em?
Yeah, we will. We couldn't have done it without you, Oliver, doing the milking.
Yeah, we're really grateful.
No nonsense. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, thank you, anyway.
You're very welcome. Now, everything's fine here.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, absolutely. As you can see, I've nearly finished. I see. Very dapper, eh?
That's the first time I've been called that.
Yeah, it's very rare, Oliver.
Well, have a great day, both of you.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
And don't go splashing out on any expensive new tractors, eh?
That chance would be a fine thing.
There we are, that should do it.
Thanks, Eddie.
And their water's okay?
Yeah, they should be fine now. They've had their moment of glory.
What are you going to do? stay with them for a bit.
Might as well, in case there's any meat buyers about.
I wouldn't be surprised. There ain't many miss the county show.
But do they ever come out of the hospitality tents? That's the question.
Well, that's where most of the business gets done.
What's that I see? Could it be a champion's rosé?
Oh, Spencer. Yeah, we won, didn't we, Eddie? Oh,
you
yeah.
did? Yeah. Oh, well done, Pip. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. They're a nice bunch of lambs, if I do say so myself.
And rather well presented, I'd have to say.
Oh, yep. Eddie helped with their last-minute wash and brush-up.
Oh, it obviously did the trick.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got an appointment with a compost supplier who owes me a pint.
OK, thanks again, and have a good day.
I intend to. Cheers.
Cheers, Eddie. So, what time did you two get here this morning?
About 7:30. We had a great breakfast in the stockman's tent.
Oh, lucky you, I'm starving.
Do you want to go and get something? I want to stay with these a little bit longer in case there's inquiries.
I'll survive. Just seen your dad.
Oh, he made it then.
Yeah, he's on the NFU stand sounding off on the state of global agriculture.
He's in his element.
Yeah, there's quite a crowd around him.
There would be. He knows his stuff all right.
So it seems.
We'll go and see him later. Maybe we could scrounge some lunch off him.
Good idea.
First, there's a farm management company I want to see. I've got a few figures to run by them.
Look at your daddy! Up there on that big tractor!
Hello, Kira!
What's it like, Ed?
Oh, it's awesome! Yeah, this little joystick, it controls everything.
Amazing!
And everything's on the computer screen, of course. Is it all your GPS and that? Incredible visibility.
Yeah, well, don't get too attached to it. You can't take it home.
Yeah, I wish.
Have you thought any more about who we're going to have as godmothers?
Wow, the power this thing could generate!
I was thinking, I'd really like him to be family.
Yeah, you're right. Well, what about Alice?
Alice, of course.
I mean, she is your sister-in-law. It's Kira's auntie,
isn't she? It's obvious. Oh, why didn't I think of her straight away?
As if she hasn't done a runner.
What do you mean?
Well, didn't I tell you? I saw Chris in the pub last night. They've had a bit of trouble, the two of them.
Don't mean marriage trouble?
No.
Well, come on, what's happened?
Well, it was down in Southampton, apparently. You know where she's at uni?
Yeah.
It's all to do with this loan shark they got mixed up with.
Loan shark?
Well, yeah, that's how Chris got his new van, apparently. Well, he had a loan off this bloke, Chaz, I think his name was. A really low interest rate.
How would you get a good rate off a loan shark?
Yeah, well, that was the problem. Chris didn't realise it, but... Well, he fancied the pants off Alice, this bloke, and he was a flatmate.
You're not saying they...
No, I don't think so, no, but... Well, Chris says he turned out to be a bit mad. He tried to make Alice go off with him.
What? And Chris told you all this?
Well, he had a couple of pints, didn't he? I think he was glad to tell someone about it, actually. Don't you go telling anyone, though, Em. He'd be really upset.
No, of course not.
Especially not your mum and dad.
What'd you take me for?
Just making sure. No one round here knows.
Poor Chris. I can't believe it.
Anyway, he did the right thing. He paid the guy off, took out a proper loan with the bank.
I'm amazed he didn't just smack him one.
Well, someone did. Got beaten up, put in hospital.
Oh, my God. Well, it's like something off the telly. It wasn't Chris, though.
No. Chaz had enough enemies. Someone else did it for him. Well, with all the people he'd been ripping off, it's not surprising.
I can't believe it. Well, what about Chris and Alice? They all right?
Well, it's shaking them up a bit.
Yeah, I bet it has.
They're still solid, according to Chris, anyway.
You just don't know, do you?
Yeah, like I said, Em, you're not to breathe a word.
Well, of course I won't. Don't keep going on about it.
Sorry.
Well, you've had a look at your tractors. Where should we go next?
Hi, Dad. You having a good day?
Oh, hello, Pip. I'm having a terrific day, thanks.
Oh, good.
Hello, Spencer.
Hi, David.
I gather you've had a good day too.
Yeah, we won the class.
I heard, well done.
Well, it was down to your brilliant lambs.
Oh, you got them in tip-top condition for the show.
There you are, a team effort.
Absolutely.
I've just been having a chat with those farm management people. You remember I said I was going to show them our sheep figures?
Oh, yeah. What do they have to say?
That's what I thought, really. They said we'd done well to get our costs down, but... We're not that strong on the output side.
Right.
Which basically means we ought to be getting better prices.
Okay. Well, we'll have to talk about it.
I think we should.
How are you enjoying the show, Spencer? Your parents here today?
No, actually.
Oh, couldn't spare the time, I suppose. It can be difficult this time of year.
It's not that. It's my brother, Steve.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they didn't want to come in case they met people who knew.
That's awful.
Yeah, I'm so angry with him.
Oh, must be very worrying for them. He's in court on Friday, isn't he?
Yeah. Mum and Dad are devastated. They had no idea.
Oh, really sorry.
Yeah. Thanks. Still, this is supposed to be a fun day.
Yeah. We were thinking of getting some lunch, actually, Dad. Any chance of you joining us?
Well, I dare say I could leave this stand for half an hour.
Oh, great. Where should we go?
Well, as it happens, I do have a ticket for lunch in the President's tent. If we smile nicely, they might even let you two in as well.
Worth a try.
I'm up for it.
Great.
And over lunch, I'll tell you what the consultant said about our milk price.
Oh, did that get the thumbs down too?
Afraid so.
Oh dear, where have I been going wrong all these years?
There's no doubt about it. We need a direct supply contract with a supermarket.
Yeah, that's easy to say, Pip. It's not so easy to do.
We ought to try, though, surely.
Yeah, maybe. But do you think we could have lunch first?
Oh, look at her. She's fast asleep.
It's amazing, isn't it? All this noise.
Oh, look at those. Aren't they sweet?
What?
Look, the little scarecrows.
Yeah, a lot of use they are.
No, they're not for real. They're for decoration. You put them in your garden.
Yeah, I can't see the point.
Yeah, especially when you haven't got a garden to put them in. Do you think we're mean not making a scarecrow for Georgie?
Ah, I know you'll have forgotten about it by now.
No, he hasn't. He mentioned it again the other day. I think he's seen one in the village.
Hmm, I haven't.
Now, Linda Snell's making one based on Little Bo Peep.
So what was it George wanted?
A troll.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Three billy goats gruff,
yeah,
wasn't
that's
it?
That's the one.
Oh, it wouldn't take a lot to make, I shouldn't have thought.
I was just really tired when he asked me.
Well, maybe we should do it then.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I can easily find some more material. Could you build a frame?
Yeah, I should hope so. I am a farmer.
Well, let's have a go then, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
It'll be a lovely surprise for him. I can see his little face now.
Whoa!
Is that okay?
Perfect.
I hope we're not taking them away too early.
No, there's hardly anybody left, look.
Yeah, that's true. I'd say it's been a very worthwhile day, wouldn't you?
It's been great.
I mean, apart from winning the butcher's lambs class, I've seen loads of people I know.
Yeah, but you know everybody.
It does feel like that when I come to this show.
Plus, you picked up some useful business information.
Yep. I'm disappointed Dad wasn't a bit more interested.
Aw, oh, give the guy a break. He's NFU chairman. It was meet and greet the members day.
Yeah, I realise that.
Give him till tomorrow. He'll want to know all about it.
I don't think it's just that, though.
No?
Maybe he really doesn't think the business will stand me coming back.
But that's why you're trying to get the income up.
Exactly. Oh, well. Might as well get these three back on board.
Okay.
Go on, you lot. Up you go. That's it. Time to go home.
How's it going, Oliver?
Oh, hi, Ed. All done and dusted, thanks. I was just about to take him back to the field.
Oh, no, you go on home. I'll take it from here.
You sure? Oh, yeah, it's all part of the job.
No, no, you've done enough for today. I'm really grateful we both are.
Well, as I said, I enjoy it. Now, did you have a good day?
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant, thanks. And we brought you a little something from the food hall.
Oh, you shouldn't have done.
It's a local cheese. A bit different from yours, but me and Em thought it was delicious. So.
Oh, well, it looks splendid. I might very well have a piece tonight with a glass of port. Thank you very much.
Look, we're ever so grateful to you, me and Em.
Oh, look, I wish you wouldn't keep saying that. I'm very happy to do it.
Yeah, I know, and that's great.
Frankly, with Caroline so busy these days, it's good to have something to do.
Well, if you really mean that...
Yes, I do mean it.
Then I was wondering, or rather me and Em were wondering...
Yes?
Would you see your way clear to going on to two milkings a week, like we said, regular, like?
You mean I'd be a proper relief milker?
Oh, no, I've never thought of you like that, Oliver.
My dear chap, I'd be delighted.
You would?
Yes, of course. Well, it's marvellous to be useful again.
Oh, that's great. Look, the only thing is...
Yes?
I'm not sure we could run to the full casual rate.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, your pay.
Oh, good Lord, I don't want paying.
You don't?
No, I'd be more than happy to do it as a friend.
Oliver, I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything. Shall we say I'll start next week?
Apparently it was a great show yesterday. One of the best ever, David said.
I imagine he was on NFU duty.
Yeah, he was on the stand most of the day, just chatting to members, really.
Oh, sounds a tough job.
Doesn't it?
Cups of tea on the go all through the day, I expect.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I could get to like that. Right, that's 15:24 then, please.
Right. Anyway, I was pleased for David. He's had a lot on his mind just lately. To do with the farm and things.
It's not easy, is it? Neil finds the same. Thanks.
It can get you down a bit. So I'm glad he had the chance to get right away for a few hours.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him looking so relaxed for ages. How long it'll last, I don't know.
Me and Neil have got the christening coming up, of course.
Yeah, that'll be a nice day.
That's if the two of them ever get round to sorting out the godparents.
Right, well, I better make tracks before the kids get home.
Afternoon, Susan.
Oh, hello, Reese. Oh,
thanks.
You're very welcome.
Lovely afternoon.
Oh, fantastic, isn't it?
Mm.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. So, what can I do for you?
I've just popped in about the card in the window. Shop flat to let.
Oh, right.
So, is there any chance I could have a quick look around?
What, now?
Well, no time like the present.
Oh, I'm sorry, Reese. You need to speak to the owner first.
Ah, rightio. Who owns it, then?
Peggy Woolley. Do you know her?
Elderly lady? Computer literate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've met her in the pub. Anyway, could I have a number, please?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, great. I'll give the good lady a ring, then.
Are you sure you won't have a cup of tea, Mum?
No, thanks, darling. I thought we'd get off as soon as the children are here.
Fine.
And I'm sure you've got plenty of things to be getting on with.
Well, it's always the case, I'm afraid.
There you are, then.
It's good of you to come. It'll be lovely for them to see the puppy.
Tig. Lily hasn't met him yet.
Right.
And I'm showing them the lambs Pip took to the show yesterday.
Oh, how did she get on?
She won the class.
Oh.
They're all very excited about it.
I'm sure they are.
You are happy about me taking them over there?
Mum, of course I am.
They've always spent a lot of time at Brookfield in the summer. It would be a shame if it had to stop.
There's absolutely no reason why it should.
Good.
I want them to have a perfectly normal relationship with their cousins. You know that.
Well, you say that, Elizabeth, but it's not as easy as it used to be for anyone.
Mum.
I just wish that you and...
Look, I'm sorry, but I... Can you excuse me for a minute?
Oh, darling.
I just remembered there's a catering supplier I need to call before four.
All right, you go ahead.
I won't be long, and the children should be here any minute.
Right you are, then. Oh, thank you very much, yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Oh, what a very nice lady she is.
Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
She seemed pleased to hear from me.
Oh, good. I suppose, you know, she's had a difficult time lately.
No. No, I've never really chatted to her, just past the time of day.
Well, it's her husband, Jack. Yeah. He's in a nursing home with Alzheimer's. It's very sad.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm.
My Auntie Gaynor went that way.
Oh.
Broke poor Uncle Trevor's heart.
Oh, it's an awful thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you'd known him as he was before.
What did he do?
Oh, well, he was a businessman. Mm. Very successful one. Owned this shop. Oh, and do you know the hotel up the road, Grey Gables?
Yeah. Did he own that as well?
He did.
It's a big place.
Oh, plus he had the local newspaper and loads of other businesses.
Talented chap.
Oh, he was. And a very nice man too. Always round the village walking his dog.
Mm.
He had a kind word for everyone. Now he doesn't know the day of the week hardly from what I've heard.
Oh, poor Mrs. Woolley.
Mm.
She's obviously got a lot to put up with.
Oh, she has.
Oh, well, if I take the flat, it'll be one less thing for her to worry about, won't it?
She said it was all right, did she, for me to show you round?
Well, you heard her. She seemed absolutely delighted. Didn't even mention my references.
Oh! That's fine, then. I ought to warn you, it's fairly small.
Oh, it'll be fine for me, I'm sure.
I'm not planning any wild parties.
Oh, I do hope not.
Right, shall we go and have a look then?
Oh, would you mind just hanging on a couple of minutes?
Oh, no problem.
Only I can't leave the shop unattended. Mm. Linda should be here any moment.
Gran, are we going to see Tig?
Hello, yes we are.
Hooray!
I want to see the lambs, the ones Pip took to the show.
And I'm sure Ben would love to show you them.
We need to see them quick, before they get hauled off to the abattoir.
Freddy.
It's going to happen.
Well, they're very much alive at the moment. They're so alike, you probably won't be able to tell them apart.
Are they triplets?
No, they're not triplets. But they've all been carefully chosen because they look the same.
Why?
They were entered in a class called Butcher's Lambs.
It's so that when the butcher chops them up, all the bits are the same.
Ew.
All the chops are the same, and all the legs are the same.
Freddy.
Yeah, and children like you can't squabble over who's getting the biggest one.
I don't squabble.
And all the eyeballs are the same.
Yes, OK, Freddy. Can you go upstairs, please, and quickly change out of your school things?
OK, 1 minute.
Can I wear my new jacket?
Yes, all right. But please try not to get it dirty.
I won't.
Well, they seem in good spirits.
I hope they have a nice time.
What time do you want me to bring them back?
Better make it about 6, I think.
I'm sure Ruth would be happy to feed them.
No, they'd better come back. It's not the weekend or holiday time.
Yes, all right.
Well, I don't want to be mean, but I think it's important they stick to their routine until the end of term time.
There we are.
Oh, this is great.
As you can see, it's a bit on the small side.
Oh, no, plenty of room for me. And it's all so bright and cheerful.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been really nicely done. Oh, I love the colour in you. Oh, look at this view.
Yeah, you can see pretty much everything that's going on from here.
And there's the pub.
Yeah, you won't have far to go after work.
Oh, it'll be great. Just strolling up the road. No more cycling home or closing time on a wet winter's night.
And through there, that's the little kitchen.
OK, I'll have a look.
It's got everything you need. A cooker, fridge, microwave, plenty of cupboards.
Oh, someone's left some cheese in the fridge.
Oh, no, sorry about that.
Sterling gold.
Yeah, Helen makes it. We sell it in the shop.
Huh. I'll have to try some. Maybe not this bit, though.
No, I'll throw that away for you.
OK.
It's quite a warm flat. You know how cold it got before Christmas. Well, Helen always said she was as snug as anything in here.
Oh, it must be all the warm air rising from the shop.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of hot air down there, believe you me.
Sounds like the bull. Just the place to catch up on local news,
eh? Oh, it is. You don't need the echo. Just call in the shop on an average Saturday morning.
Well, make sure you keep it well stocked with ground coffee and I might just do that.
I hope so.
No, this is great, Susan. I think I'll take it.
Oh.
I've got a feeling I'm going to be very happy here.
Well, I hope you will.
Thanks.
Just one thing, though.
Yeah?
Wouldn't it be a good idea to look at the bathroom and bedroom first?
Hello, Auntie Ruth.
Hello, Freddy.
Hello, Lily.
Hello, Auntie Ruth.
Oh, I love your jacket, Lily. Is it new?
Yes, I got it last week.
Oh, it's really smart. Shall I look after it while you go and see Tig?
It might be a good idea, Lily.
No, thanks. I'll be really careful.
I'm sure you will, but Tig won't be.
Where is he?
Oh, with Ben, somewhere out here. Go and have a look round. I'm sure you'll find them.
They've been so looking forward to seeing Ben.
And he's been looking forward to seeing you too.
When is it time for Tig to round up the chickens?
He doesn't do that.
Freddy said he did.
I think Freddy was pulling your leg.
Of course I was. He's a sheepdog, not a hen dog.
That's right.
Freddy.
Why don't you see if you can find them?
Yeah, come on, Lily.
OK.
Don't go near any of the machinery, will you?
We won't.
Oh, it's lovely to see them again. We don't see them often enough these days.
No, it's a shame.
Still, there's nothing to be done about it. How about we go in and have a cup of tea?
He's gorgeous.
He's grown loads.
Is he allowed to go near sheep yet?
Not yet. He's very good at chasing his tail, though.
Go on, Tig. Chase your tail. This thing here.
Don't pull it then, poor little thing.
I'm not.
Yes, you were.
Come on, Tig. Nice tail.
Does he live in here?
Some of the time.
I bet there's loads of rats.
Bound to be in a place like this. Full of them, I expect.
Oh, Tig, you're lovely, aren't you, eh?
Come on, Tig. Bite tail.
Bow wow, bow wow.
Oh, shut up, Freddy. That's not funny.
I'm training him. I'll make his reactions quicker.
You're just being your usual disgusting self.
Come on, let's go and see Pip's lambs while they're still alive.
Okay.
Do you know where they are, Ben?
I think so.
Good. I want to see how identical they are before they all get chopped up.
When he got back from the shore, he was like his old self.
Really? I'm so glad.
It was a long day for him too. He did the milking first thing. After that, he was on his feet all day. You know how tiring shores can be.
Don't I just? All those times at the Royal with Phil.
And when he got back, it was straight on with the overalls and he was out looking at the cows.
He's always been a worker.
So he'd had a whole day when it was impossible to focus on his own problems. He'd spent the entire time chatting with farmers and colleagues.
Yes.
No doubt they all had problems to share with him.
Nothing like dealing with other people's problems to make you forget your own.
Exactly. Even last thing, when we were sitting here having a coffee, he was still full of it.
Maybe this'll be a turning point for him.
I do hope so.
Perhaps he's been able to move on.
We'll have to see. But he certainly seemed positive about the future.
Good.
Mm. Apparently Pip had a chat with one of the management consultancy firms at the shore. David let her take along some of our gross margin figures for them to look at.
That was enterprising of her.
And we thought so. Seems she had a good chat with these guys and picked up some very useful info.
Good for her.
Absolutely. Then she went back to the NFU stand and told David all about it. He was so chuffed. She showed real initiative.
But didn't you say you had some worries about her coming back to the farm?
Only because the numbers might not stack up. He'd love her to do it. We both would.
He doesn't want to raise her hopes, I suppose.
That's it.
I'm sure she'd understand that. And she's doing the sensible thing, going to university.
We'll have to see how it works out. But we've got a lot to be thankful for, Jill. That's the way I'm looking at it.
In spite of Elizabeth?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Ruth, if only she and David could find some sort of reconciliation.
I'm not going to hold my breath. From now on, it's this family and this farm that comes first with me.
Of course.
Elizabeth must do as she sees fit. But it's David I'm thinking about. He comes first, and that's how it's going to stay.
Oh, she had another go at me this morning. That one I've been calling Clogger.
She's got it in for you, that cow. You're right.
Yeah, apart from a bruise on my shin the size of a golf ball, I'm fine.
Poor you.
Me and her's going to have a serious talk, I can see that.
Well, sit yourself down. I'll cook you some breakfast.
Oh, yeah? What have I done to deserve this?
You've been working hard over in that drafty milking bale.
Yeah, no different from any other morning.
And Kira's finally decided to go to sleep.
Ah, she? She was awake after night again, wasn't she?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've been busy myself this morning.
Oh, yeah?
As soon as Georgie got off, I called Samantha.
Samantha who?
My cousin, Samantha, who do you think?
Oh, right.
And it's good news. She's agreed to be a godmother.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. I said to her, I know we don't see much of each other these days, but we'd really like you to do it. Have someone family.
And she's up for it?
It made a day. She's talking about a new outfit and everything.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, that's not all. I gave Alice a call too. You know she's back home now?
Yeah, well, I saw Chris, didn't I?
Oh, so you did. Well, she's up for it too. I said I'd pop round this morning and give her the details.
Oh, that's great. We're sorted then.
Yeah.
Well done, Em.
And she seemed really keen. Yeah, it surprised me a bit. I wasn't really expecting it.
Why?
I don't know. Something about the way she was when she answered the phone. A little bit wary, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it's obvious why that is.
Oh, what you were telling me the other day.
Yeah, with that Chaz guy and everything. Well, they both had a lot to deal with. It won't be great between her and Chris at the minute, will it?
You reckon that's what it is?
Well, it could be. Chris has had a really tough time from what he said to me.
I'll see what I can find out, shall I?
Look, I'd stay out of it if I were you, Em.
Oh, it's okay. I won't go in there with my size 12 boots on.
Look, I mean it, Emma. I don't want Chris to know I've told you.
Don't worry.
Good.
Oh, how'd you get on with Georgie's scarecrow last night?
No, I made a start anyway.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, it means I made a basic frame. You can start putting clothes on it as soon as you like. I'll bring home some straw so we can stuff them.
Oh, do me a favour, can you? Put it up at the front of the house before you go up the farm.
Yeah, fine.
Be nice if Georgie can see we're building it when he gets in from school. It'll be over the moon.
Do you want a coffee, Mum?
No, I better not. We'll be off to the airport fairly soon.
OK.
I just popped round to see if you'd mind picking up Rory this afternoon from the school bus.
Yeah, of course I will.
I'm sorry it's a bit short notice. I meant to come round earlier. But I've had Lillian on the phone for over an hour. She's in a bit of a state.
Oh, what about?
You know that tenant of theirs, that Jaunty or whatever his name is?
Next to Tom and Brendan?
Yes. Well, apparently his latest cheque's bounced. And when she went round to have it out with him, there's no sign of him, and she thinks he might have done a moonlight flit.
Oh, dear.
Are you really all right, darling?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want to say you've got something on your mind?
No, I'm okay. So he's done a runner, has he, this guy?
Well, it's starting to look that way.
Oh, poor Lillian. Ah, that'll be Emma.
Emma?
Yeah, she's coming round for a chat about something. So.
Oh, well, I see. Well, better leave you to it then.
OK.
But you will pop up and say goodbye to Kate before she goes.
Of course. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Emma.
Oh, baby Kira, look at you. Oh, come on in.
Thanks. Morning, Emma.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, isn't she lovely?
Yeah, at the moment. She wasn't at 5 o'clock this morning.
Well, I'm just off, so I'll see you later, darling.
Yeah, bye, Mum. She's taking Kate to the airport today. Oh, off back home, is she?
I'm afraid so.
Tell her I'll see her in a bit.
Yes, all right.
And thanks for popping round, Mum. So, what subjects did you put down?
Oh, I can hardly remember. Mum did it for me. I know English was there.
You didn't have any, say?
No, she kept asking me, but I felt then like I feel now. I don't really know if I want to go into sixth form. It just feels like more hard work.
You're missing the best bit, Jamie.
What do you mean?
We'd have 2 years going to the same college every day.
Yeah, we would. Oh, we'll have to see what results I get.
It'll be over by now.
Yeah, I suppose.
It will be. 10 o'clock they were in court.
They were.
So they'll know their fate by now. Why not give Marty a call?
I don't know.
Get your phone out, Jamie.
I'll call him later.
No, you won't. Do it now. We're just about to have a fantastic meal on the house, thanks to Kenton.
So I'll leave the call till later.
You're not enjoying it, because you're sitting there worrying about what happens next.
You're right.
Make the call, Jamie, or I'm out of here.
She is such a good baby. Aren't you, Kira?
Yeah, she is sometimes.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm going to be a part of a big day.
Oh, it should be lovely. We're all going back to Mum's afterwards.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I'm just hoping it'll be a nice day so we can all go outside.
Well, I'll order one, shall I?
Yes, please. If we can go out on the lawn, that'd be brilliant.
Oh, right, Kira. One extra sunny day required for Ambridge on the 17th. There, done.
It's bound to happen then.
Oh, look. She's definitely up for it. Mm. You like your Auntie Alice, don't you?
Chloe and Mum are doing the food, so that should be good.
I look forward to it. Mm. Oh, I'm so glad you asked me.
We were worried you were going to say no, me and Ed. After we heard about, well, you'd had a bit of trouble.
And what have you heard exactly?
Oh, only what Chris told Ed. About the loan for the new van falling through.
Oh, right.
I don't know any details, really.
Right.
Well, anyway, we were sorry to hear it had been tricky for you. We wouldn't like to think you two had been having a bad time.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, right.
So you really don't have to worry on that score.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, Chris was great. Sorted out the loan straight away.
I'm glad to hear it. Hope you don't think I'm prying. We're worried, that's all.
Yeah, well, you don't need to be. Everything's fine.
Good.
So, anyway, about the christening, did you say it was Samantha who's going to be the other godmother?
Oh, Jamie, you're off the hook.
Looks like it.
thank goodness for that.
Yeah, they've both been put on referral orders. 9 months each.
What does that mean?
They have to go in front of this special panel. Social workers and youth workers, and those sort of people.
And what do they do?
Work out a programme for them. Stuff they have to do over the 9 months.
What, like community service?
Yeah, stuff like that, and lectures on how to behave themselves.
Doesn't sound too bad.
No, Marty seemed okay about it. Apparently it's usually for 12 months, but because the two of them pleaded guilty, they only got 9.
That's good.
Plus, they both got driving bans. Steve's is for 2 years. He's going to be gutted.
Should have thought of that before.
Yeah, I'm glad. He thought he could do anything.
And Marty got a driving ban too?
Well, Marty only got 1 year. He seems okay about that. It means he won't be able to get his provisional licence when he's 17, though.
Good. I don't want to think about either of them on the road.
Marty's relieved. He was okay with me, Nat.
Of course he was. He knows who to blame.
Yep.
So you can stop worrying about it.
Yeah, I guess.
And start thinking about the future for a change.
Yeah, like what I'm going to have off this menu. I'm starving.
Well, I know what I'm having. The linguine.
I'll probably have the steak.
Good idea. So, you planning to meet up with Marty?
Yeah, I think I'll see him over the weekend.
Well, if you do, you can give him some friendly advice.
What's that?
Tell him to stop hanging out with Steve. That way he might have a future.
Yeah, I think he knows that. There's no way I can see him ever speaking to Steve again.
Well, that doesn't look much like a troll's head.
If you can do any better, be my guest.
All right, there's no need to get shirty. She's a bit spiky, your mum, isn't she, Kira?
Yeah, well, I've just had George telling me it's no good.
George? Well, what did he say?
That it wasn't nearly as good as the one Nick and Will are building.
What? Are they doing one too?
Yeah, apparently.
Typical.
Well, you can imagine how I felt. You could see the disappointment on George's face. What is it, he said.
Well, you can see his point, I suppose. It doesn't look like much at the moment.
No, it doesn't.
Look, we'll get him back out here. He'll soon get into the swing of it.
No, the thing is, he's right. Nick and Will's troll is loads better.
Well, how do you know?
I went over and sneaked a look at it.
Oh, Em.
Only a quick one. I didn't go in or anything. I have to admit, I was impressed.
Why? What's so good about it?
Well, it was bigger for a start.
Okay.
Oh, it wasn't just that. The way they'd done his face with these big eyes and this toothy sort of grin, big white teeth, horns. Well, they've been very clever.
Oh, it's typical Will, that is. Just a little village competition and he's got to make it into a big production.
Well, we can't just take it. We'll have to up our game.
Yeah, I suppose we will. Look, how about we have some tea first, though, eh?
Oh, there was one bit of good news today.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Alice is definitely going to be godmother.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Oh, I'll tell you something, though. Whatever happened between her and this other bloke has touched a raw nerve.
Whee!
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, darling.
Rory's through watching a DVD. He's had his tea.
Oh, thank you.
Did you make the airport on time?
Yes, absolutely no trouble at all. Oh, we had rather an emotional scene in the departure lounge there.
Oh, Phoebe.
Yes, there were a few tears.
Oh, she'll be over there in a few weeks' time.
I know. But when you're 13, those few weeks can seem like a lifetime.
Yeah, I suppose. Mum, do you mind if I keep an eye on this?
No. Ooh, what are you cooking?
Chicken. Chris should be home soon.
Hey, that looks very nice.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, ouch! Do be careful, darling. Oh,
I'm fine. It's just some hot fat before.
Look, can I do something?
No, I'm fine, Mum.
Look, shall I baste it for
no,
you?
No, it's okay. Just leave it, Mum, please.
Right. You don't mind me asking, darling, do you? But is everything all right?
Yeah, why shouldn't it be?
You seemed a bit anxious ever since you got back from Southampton.
No, really, Mum, I'm okay.
You would tell me, wouldn't you, if there was something wrong between
Look,
you
how
and...
how many more times? I'm fine, Mum. Honestly, now can you please just back off a bit?